So what's up? Hey, hi, hello. It is Friday, so that's cool. I get to actually work a lot more on my own ambitions this weekend, which is a lot more fun than just working for somebody, for them. I still want to try to blow up their shit as much as I can, but, you know, we'll see what happens with that, you know. I don't exactly trust everybody there, so, you know, we'll see what happens if I do blow it up, if they actually pay me good, or if I blow it up and they don't pay me at all. That would suck. I'd probably quit and go somewhere else. But they say that they would pay me, but either way, whatever. So at the end of that meeting that I had with the CEO yesterday, we talked about the marketing idea that I had for him with our company and stuff. And then I think I talked about it yesterday, but I'm not sure. I like literally forget, and then as soon as I get in my car and start to drive on the freeway, I'm like, oh yeah, little thoughts on the way home, thoughts about the drive on the way home. So yesterday at the end of the meeting, he told me that he wants me to read a book called Purple Cow, or like The Purple Cow or something like that. And I told him like straight up, like, yo, I'm ass at reading, I can't read. I'll get it on Audible and I'll listen to it. And he's like, okay. He's like, yeah, any way you can get it, yeah, do it. I'm like, all right, cool. Because like I don't know, was never diagnosed as dyslexic, but I'm pretty damn sure I'm dyslexic, because like I would flip B's and D's like nonstop throughout school. And then now that I'm older, I don't flip B's and D's, because that was like the main thing that I remembered would do, but I still like mix up just letters. Like, I don't know what the hell is the deal. Is like I'll be spelling something and I'll be saying the letters in my head, and I say the letters faster than I write them in my head. So then I'll write a letter farther on in the sentence or in the word than what I'm actually writing. So if it's like the word moo, and I'm like, oh well, not that one because that's too easy, but if it's the word like I don't know, like infinity, I'll be like infinity, and then I'll be like, I'm done. And then I'll forget that I need to put another I in, because I jumped ahead when I was writing it, or whatever. Anyways, I only said that because there's an infinity in front of me right now. Anyways, he told me to listen to this book, and literally as I'm listening to it, it's talking about marketing and a bunch of past stories about marketing and how these marketing things, you know, all of them in hindsight, it's so obvious, you know, it's just so obvious. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's what you gotta figure out. And the whole time I'm kind of thinking to myself, yes, that's what I was... It's basically what I was saying to him in a book. So I'm just, like, sitting there listening to it, like, oh, okay. And it didn't really give me any new thoughts that I wasn't already having. You know, it kind of just reinforced the ones I've been having about, you know, marketing and all that stuff, because... I went to school for graphic design. I'm a graphic designer by trade. I got hired to be a graphic designer, and then they told me that I'm the market manager. And I was like, okay. And then, do I get paid like market manager? No. Do I get like a little raise? No. Okay. You know, like, but I'm not one to say no. You know, I initially was like, man, fuck you, I ain't doing that shit. But then I, like, thought about it, you know, and put my pride and ego to the side and was like, well, what the fuck is making me not do it? You know, might as well try. If he's willing to let me try to do it, I should try to do it. If it's gonna... Ultimately, it's mostly just benefited me. But anyways, so, yeah, I listened to the book. I probably got, like, a little bit over halfway through it today, because it's only, like, a 2.5-hour listen. But I don't even know what happened. Like, I always get distracted, which is at work, but it's with work, instead of the primary work that I'm doing. So I'll be working on something, and then I'll switch to something else, and then that something else had me really deep into it, like, mentally, and then all of a sudden it's way later, and I'm like, oh, shit. Because I was listening to the book and trying to work at the same time, but I realized I would just stop working, just listen. And I was like, okay, here, let me just... finish what I'm doing, and then I'll go back to the book. So I finished what I did, went back to the book, and we'll listen to it for like a little while, and then jump back to what I was doing, and then I'd jump back and forth and shit, and shit wasn't working. So, anyways, I got a little bit over halfway through, and I didn't really, do anything with it other than listen to it so far. But so totally different thing. So I'm supposed to be the graphic designer and marketing guy, right? So the CFO of our company seems to think that she knows what to do with things, which is, it's fine, whatever the hell you want to think that you know how to do, that's cool. Like, I was hired to do this, but you want to do it, that's cool with me. So I was asked by her one day to make these business cards, and I was like, okay, cool. I was like, yeah, just send me what you want on it. And she was like, oh, it's almost done. I was like, what's almost done? She's like, well, I have like an idea of what I want it to look like, and I give it to you, and then you can make it like good or whatever, And I was like, well, you can just send me everything that you want, like, just tell me what it is you want on it, and I'll do it, because it's my job. And then she was like, oh, like, I'll send it to you. And then I was like, all right. I was like, I just let it go, because she gets emotional about things really easily. So I was just like, oh, okay, cool, like, no worries. And then I was like, all right. I was like, yeah. I was like, well, because our CEO is gone. So I was like, all right, well, we'll probably not be even able to send them to print until like Trent gets back, because I gotta get I have to ask his approval or whatever. And she's like, she got massively offended, because she's higher up in the company, so I should just say yes to everything that she wants. But people told me before that I only answered to the CEO of the company, and that's it. Like, I just get his approval on things, and that's it. So anything that anyone else asks me to do, I'll do it. But then, like, I'll ask the CEO after that. Like, that's what I was told to do, So that pissed her off, and she got all mad, and she started freaking out. Like, not freaking out, but you could tell she was, like, visibly annoyed that I told her I gotta ask for the CEO's approval. And she's like, why can't you just do it because I say to do it? I was like, what? I was like, well, I was like, because I report to Trent on everything. Right when I said it, I was like, ah, shit, I fucked up. Because I know she was gonna fucking have a bitch fit about that. So, like, she got all angry with me about it. And then she called a meeting that was basically, Trent wasn't there, so Trent told her, like, well, then sit him down and tell him what to do then, like, da-da-da-da, like, whatever. So they did, and I just sat there and listened to him. I was like, all right, cool, all right. I was like, all right. And then she says, like, if I ask you to do anything you need to do, I was like, all right, well, if you ask me to do something, I'll do it, but I'm going to tell you if it's bad. And she was like, well, that's just your opinion. And I was like, well, yeah, but understand, this is what I do for a living. It's not like I would be like, why are you spending money on that? Shouldn't you spend money on this? It's just like, I don't care what someone's position is in a company. Like, if they're not making sense about shit and no one calls them out on it, then what's the point of them being in that position? What are they supposed to be, right all the time? Is it like a dictatorship? I don't get it. I'm still figuring out working for a company. I don't like it, Like, I like it. I like my work, and the CEO is cool. Like, he's really cool to work with. But it's just, like, this one person that gives me a lot of backlash on shit that just doesn't matter to me. Like, it's basically just her ego made her make these cards, right? So she basically got the card. I made, like, a little thing for it so that she could have it professionally done. But then I knew it was going to come out like ass. I gave it to her. Because she was like, oh, yeah, just give me whatever it is I need to do it or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool. So I gave it to her. And she went and found her own business card printer from I don't know where. But next thing I know, there's, like, some guy in the office. And I felt bad for the guy. So I was just, talking to him, asking him questions. Like what size is, like, the maximum size that you're your printers can print for a line width is like 0.25 or is like 0.5 of like a line, like an Illustrator, you know, like what's the most thick line you can make? Cause there's a lot of thin lines on it. And she wanted to do like this UV thing. That's like, there's a shiny part. So I need to know how thick that part would be, you know, but it was all skinny. So anyways, I talked to him and stuff and I entertained that whole situation just as to not really, just to satisfy her, because she's really insecure, and I honestly feel kind of bad. Like, I don't know why she acts like this. I try to be as sympathetic and empathetic towards her as I possibly can, because it's got to be something else is, like, missing in her life or something. Like, she's married with kids and stuff, but she constantly seems to have this need to control things, and I'm not really sure why, so I'm annoyed, but at the same time trying to be as charismatic towards it as possible, while my coworkers are very like, she's fucking, you know, like they don't like her. I'm just trying to figure out why it is that she acts like this, so I could try to make her, you know, understand that I don't want to piss you off. I just want to do a good job of things. So with that being said, we got the cards and we got them a while ago, but nobody told me that we got them, because I wanted to see them. I wanted to be like, oh, I want to see what, let me see them, like, I want to see what's up with them. And she gets them and she gave them to like Trent and our CEO and our CTO or whatever, and she gave them to she asked one of the salespeople what last name she wants on it, because she just got married. And the sales girl goes, just didn't answer her, because she doesn't want those cards, because they're not the best looking, you know. She tried to the best of her abilities, but the thing about it is the best of her abilities aren't what she's paid to do for that job, you know. So it's just like, it just doesn't make sense, and her like lack of self-awareness is what kills like her to me. But at the same time, obviously, you know, I'm trying to, you know, work around that. But she gave the cards to them, and they're really bad. They're like really ugly. And the sales people were in there talking to her, and they were like, "Oh, she like, why is what? Who made these?" And then they said who made them, and they were like, "Why is she doing that? She's not marketing, like." Why is she doing this? And like, who ordered these backpacks or whatever, you know? She ordered a bunch of backpacks, and they were like, why the hell is she ordering? Like, they're all pissed, because it's supposed to be what I do, but she just, because I piss her off, she doesn't want me to do it. And like, I don't know if she doesn't have anything else to do or what, but she doesn't seem to be, you know, understanding that she should just focus on a way to do good in what she's doing instead of trying to go in other people's fields, you know. And she's older than me, obviously. I'm only 26. I don't know how old she is, like 40 something or whatever. But she thinks that, she's called me a millennial before, and that stigma in itself of how she said it was just like, oh, this is bad that she thinks this way, you know. I don't really know what the hell is up with that. But yeah, so today with the card thing, when I saw them, I was like, these are fucking ugly. Like, these are fucking terrible. I don't want any of us to give these to anyone. This looks like shit. It looks like we just started a fucking popsicle stand and this is our business card, you know? Like it's pretty bad. You know, this is not good. It's not good at all. By no means would I ever have made that card. Ever. But, she wanted to do it. She did. It was bad. And I think she realizes that, which is why she didn't show it to me. Because I think if it was good, she would be like, look how good it is. And I think her ego and pride is going to let her use those cards. And that's not good for our company. And now when I say it out loud, like, that's pretty bad. Like, I don't want everybody there to be represented at all shitty, you know. That's not cool. But, whatever. People people's egos literally kill so much shit, at least to me. Like, I try to not let mine get in the way of shit, and I tell my friends, it's really hard, like, it's really hard to tell your friend that you like and care about, and I'm pretty sure it's probably really hard for them to even bring it up, to even, like, call you out on it when you do it, but I've told them, like, hey, like, have you ever sensed or think that I'm expressing myself in a way that presents, like, a lot of ego, tell me. And be like, just say the word ego. Just be like, ego, dude. Or like, dude, ego. And then I'll be like, oh, okay. So I could kind of, because I don't want to confuse my ego with things I'm trying to get done. You know, so if I'm using things I've done in the past that are just facts, like when I say the fact that I was able to make a video with the help of my friend Cameron, that due to his ideology of it and my words and how I express what I go through when I do like a skate trick, that video generates millions of views, like millions and millions. And when I work on my own on a little meme that I push onto Instagram for my little sticker app, that also can generate millions and millions of views. I don't know, millions and millions. It's like, for sure, a million. I know I've gotten a million eyes on my app, but not in the correct way. But I need to figure that out still. I think I need to be more genuine about it. But anyways, I'll get into that in a second. But I think when I say things like that are just facts, I'm not using that as a way to be like, look how cool this is. Because I'm not like, oh yeah, I actually did this, and yeah, that's pretty sick. You know, I'm saying like this because I did this because I'm trying to get eyes on something, and if I could do this for us here, that's what I want to do. Not because I'm tight or I'm cool. I don't give a shit about me. I'm giving a shit about trying to blow up some shit for basically everybody at the company. It's weird, and really oddly, I feel like a lot of weight is put onto me because no one there is creative, like the way that I am. I'm not saying that to be egotistical at all. I'm just saying, like, no one there is really a creative person, you know? And I think that I have the ideas and the willingness to do for our place that I can make us stand out very, very much in our field. I don't know if I said what the field is, but it's like in medical, which is basically the most boring shit ever. There's things I think I did say it was medical, but it's like things you can and cannot say or whatever. I'm sorry if I like repeat myself a lot, because I don't remember fucking anything. Like, I don't remember shit. I remember key things that I need to do or need to get done, but for the most part, I do not remember shit. Like, I forgot what I talked about yesterday. I might be saying the same thing over again. Who knows? But either way. So yeah, what was I talking about? I said I was going to go back to something. See, I already forgot that. I don't remember what it was. But either way, my lessons for today is, my struggle for always, and I think it's just like a human struggle, just being a person does this, is ego. Is the fucking worst human trait that I think you can have. That I think you can emphasize on, I think. I'm gonna say I think a lot, because I don't know shit. I don't know shit about shit, man. Nothing. I don't know nothing. Nothing about nothing. I make a lot of voices too when I talk. I do that shit all the time. But yeah, that and the fact that I think dehumanizing yourself and looking at shit from the side makes it a lot, not easier, but because that in itself is hard to do. But after you get there, I think it's a lot easier than trying to idealize what would work with making something that people want to buy. This is like slowly just turning into my marketing thoughts, but whatever. It's what I think about a lot, so I guess it's just my thoughts, and they happen to be about marketing. But yeah, so the amount of humanness that you put around something in a human way, let me back that up. If you like advertise something that's a very human thing, like a nail clipper, right? Let's say you see someone using a nail clipper, and it is only aimed, it's only girls looking at someone using a nail clipper, but this someone is an ugly fat guy using a nail clipper, right? And then it says, buy these nail clippers. Maybe someone would buy it, you know? But if you put a handsome buff man using these nail clippers with a really dreamy smile and a really beautiful eyes and all that, then you'd be like, well, I want to use the ones he's using because he's hot. I want to use those are freaking nice. I like that shit. That shit's nice, you know? Then you'd buy those. But vice versa, girl, that one, you know? I feel like that's a really, really simple way to break down a marketing tactic or whatever. But that's like, I feel like that's like elementary. That's like baby bullshit. That's like nothing. That's like early 2000s. That's like freaking 50s Coke ads. Whenever Coke started making little signs with hot girls drinking Coke on them, you know, like in like bathing suits. You know, they're like, oh, drink Coke. Look at these beautiful ass women. You know, like that's how I think, you know, they thought about shit. But when I think about it, I'm like, how do I make, I don't know if you could leave comments on this, but if you have a thought, it says like two people listen to this. I don't even know if you listen to the whole thing, but if you have a thought about what do you think will make, what would make someone want to buy a sticker app, you know, an iMessage sticker app, if you have a thought about why would you want to use those, hey, let me know, you know, any thought's a good thought, even if it's an ass thought, because it could lead to a nice ass thought, you know what I mean, like an ass thought could lead to a nice ass thought, ooh, has so many meanings behind it, like an ass thought, like a thought that was like ass is shitty, could lead to a nice ass thought, like a nice ass, like a nice, you know, nice booty, and like a thought that's really nice, but then a nice ass thought, as in like, you know, like a, like you get rich off your nice ass thought, and then you get nice ass thoughts, you know, not to, you know, that whole thought in itself, like, that's fucking funny. I make myself laugh. Yeah, that's it. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm behind a Tesla right now, and it's blue. Don't know why you'd buy a blue Tesla over a white one, because I would want a white one. But yeah. Okay, so that's it. Have a good day. Like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things, and smash the like button. Fuck that like button. Pretend that like button's the crush that you grew up with that you never got to smash. And if you hit that like button, you're going to be able to smash that like button. And that's pretty much it. I'm done for the day. For the pod day. For the drive on the whole way home day. 24-minute day. Okay, bye.